Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I am your host, Mark Berti, CEO and founder of Content Marketing Plaza, where we're bringing you three new episodes each week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Now, if you have an online business and you are looking to grow that, funnels are something that you need. They are essential. And if you are not on ClickFunnels yet, I actually create free funnels for people who are not there. If you want to email me about that, my email's in the show notes. We can talk about that. But anyway, what we are going to talk about in today's episode is public speaking, because getting on stages is such a great way to grow your brand, to impact more people. So we're going to talk about how do we go about getting speaking gigs in the gig economy. So today's guest who will be guiding us on this topic, she has over 15 years of professional experience where she's been working with speaker authors as they continue to grow, get on more gigs and stages and sell their books. So she has been the backbone for a lot of these authors as the executive coordinator and office manager. And basically, if you want to get on more stages, she is the one to learn from. Anyway, today's guest for episode 336 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Lorianne Speaks. Lorianne, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Now, and when we met at the New Media Summit for listeners just tuning in, and it is amazing how, like, you are a speaker, you help people with speaking, your last name is Speaks, so I absolutely love the coincidence there.
I know. I really do I have to tell you, a couple of people, you know, kept saying, no, just tell us your last name. I go, no, that is my last name. I'm not being so silly as to think that just Lorianne's going to say it all. So Lorianne Speaks. Hopefully someone will listen, but you never know.
And speaking is something that a lot of us want to do, and we want to get on more stages. So this is going to be the episode for that. Before we hit on to some of those main themes about, you know, getting stages and the gig economy, I wonder if you could give us some background on how you got into this and why you started also your LVS consulting services.
Indeed. Well, for the past 15 years, I was working for Beverly Kay, who is very well known in the human resources area. And in December of 2017, she decided to semi-retire and sell her company. So there I was at darn near
and start my own virtual assistance company and offer my legacy knowledge to young and up-and-coming speakers and authors and help them pave the way to grow their businesses. And so 14 months later, I have 5 people working for me, and we actually support a number of different clients throughout the country, all virtually.
And, I mean, it's really awesome how you were able to quickly grow. And, I mean, now you've got a whole team working for you, which is certainly a big advantage to have, because it allows you to get more clients, allows you to spread your message, all of that fun stuff. And, I mean, when it comes to public speaking, I mean, you mentioned the gig economy, that being something that we are currently in. So I'm wondering, how do people get on more stages with the gig economy as the context?
Well, as the context to a gig economy, what this allows for speakers and their businesses is to hire people on a much smaller level and say, you know, whether it's myself or some other virtual assistance type company, is a way for them to grow their company and yet not have to take on all those headaches of a full-time employee. So I actually offer a service that I go out and do the research and find the best conferences for speakers, depending on what their topic is. I have an idea, you know, based on their specific topic. But I worked for 15 years in the leadership, human resource, corporate space. And it's amazing how much I've learned in the 14 months that I've had my company in just finding new places for speakers. I think one of the things that everyone needs to realize is you're not going to be paid $10,000 right off the bat to go up on a stage and tell your story. You have to build your presence and build your credibility out, whether it's social media or just the speaker world, before you're going to get those invitations of $25,000 speeches. It's not something that happens from day one. But if you have a product or a training program or something that you can then offer the people that have come to hear you speak, it is so worthwhile for you to take those non-paying speeches so that you get yourself out there and known and build your reputation.
And you mentioned something very important. Some people, they think, you know, get $10,000 for a speaking gig. It takes a while to get there, but if you have a great training course or a great funnel or a system or something like that, you can be making more than that by speaking to the right audience and presenting your offers the right way.
Exactly. I did hear the lady that you had a while ago talking about how she created her own live events and made a good deal of money showing them, while she was at the front of the stage, how they could grow. And even though she wasn't, quote-unquote, being paid to speak, it came out that she made a bundle. So you have to look at what your goal is and then work backwards so that I need to talk to 10,000 people in the next 2 years, you know, and in the effort to get this many clients. Well, so you take those speeches and you do them for free and you gain your clientele that way. And at that point, when you've reached that stage that you've got a lot of people buying your product, at that point, then you'll start making the money on the speech as well. So,
and that episode Lorianne is mentioning sounds like Kathleen Gage.
Yes, it was Kathleen. I'm sorry, I couldn't remember her name.
No worries.
Off the top of my head, but I was listening because, of course, obviously it made me perk up and say, "Oh, well, let's see what somebody else is doing." So she was doing it primarily for herself and talking about herself on that. And I get that. I never wanted to be in front of the camera or in front of up on stage. I've been the background person. I'm the detail person who makes sure things don't fall through cracks for my creative clients who may not always have the whole pragmatic business sense. So I'm that business person behind the scenes. And it's kind of funny that I'm now talking, so.
Well, Lorianne speaks.
Yep, Lorianne speaks now. So.
Yeah, so for listeners wondering about that episode, we'll throw that in the show notes so you don't have to scroll around. So.
She was very interesting, by the way. I did appreciate that that podcast. So.
Thank you.
And I think that we all need to realize that we never know it all. And we should really listen and learn from everyone. I'm not going to say at 60 that I know it all. I'm learning from you, you know. So don't negate the older people either, because we do have some legacy knowledge that is missing in business today as well. about the relationships, about, you know, it's not all about boom, 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 making the sale. You have to build the relationships. And I think sometimes we are losing that today. So, you know, we old people have some good things to say every now and then, too.
I mean, I feel like anyone who has really been putting their heart and soul into the craft can really share a lot of wisdom. And I really, like, a big thing with me is, like, age is just a number. I mean, regardless of, like, whether you're young or some people, you're never too young to start, you're never too old to start. I mean, like, I really believe age is just a number. And one of the things that I do want to hit on for public speaking is that I feel like there are a lot of people who want to become public speakers, even though you've got this crazy idea that, you know, people are more afraid of public speaking than death, but that's another day. But people want to get on stages, but there's so much competition. So, like, especially when you submit gigs, so, I mean, submit pitches. So how can we better stand out in that scenario?
I did put together, and it's free on my website, a PDF for anyone that's interested. And it's the top 10 ways to create massive growth in your speaking business. And it gives you 10 things that you should be doing right now to grow that business and to grow your presence and reputation. So anyone that's open to that, it's free on my homepage. So
so we will include that link in the show notes. Those 10 different ways that you could be growing your public speaking business. Is there any, like, quick tip you want to share just on that idea of standing out?
Yes. What you want to do, especially if you're, that you've got a good, authentic knowledge, but let's say you want to be Bill Gates or Marcus Buckingham, some big name, you know, out there in the world, depending on what your topic is. Follow that person, as I say, that you want to be when you grow up, you know. And I don't mean it age-wise. I mean it, like, if you could be as successful as whomever it is that's the top in your field, get on social media, follow them in all their social media, and make intelligent comments on every single one of their posts. Because they will notice you, and the people following that icon will notice you too. And so it gives you, especially if your knowledge is on point, it will really, you'll see that people are starting to follow you based on what you're saying on the icon's posts.
And I mean, I really like that insight because I think social media, it's underutilized. And even though everyone knows what social media is and we know to promote our stuff, it's underutilized because you've got the communication dynamic where you could be communicating to a role model and then they keep seeing your content and all of a sudden you have them on your show, all of a sudden you're on their stage. I think that part of social media, nobody's really doing that well, except for maybe a few people, but overwhelming majority, we're not really focusing on that. Great tip. I think everyone should do it. I mean, if that little nugget is just, you know, a teaser for what's actually in Lori Ann's book about those 10 different ways to, you know, be a great public speaker, I would recommend getting that. That link, again, is in the show notes. But one of the questions that I do want to tackle also is that there are people who, they have the talent to be a public speaker, but they're not on that many stages. So what do you believe holds most people back from really turning public speaking into their career?
Fear. What I would recommend is, you know, while you still have your day job, so to speak, but you know the conferences that you like to go to and that you, you know, want to then speak at. I think we've all gone to conferences and just went, wow, this was awesome. I wish I could be on this stage. So here's a couple of tips that might help you, especially if it's local for you. Volunteer. volunteer, help them out in any way you can, but get to know who the program director is. And when you have conversations with them and show your knowledge and the fact that you're there to help them, you need to give before you ask for anything in return. I mean, it really does need to be a win-win. But if you start volunteering and say, yeah, let me be on the program or on the committee that puts this all together, they'll see your knowledge and your expertise, and then maybe the next year they'll go, yeah, you know, it might be a concurrent session. You know, it's not going to be the main stage right away, but it gets you in that concurrent session, and it gets you practicing your craft as well.
And that is a really great tip. And I remember a while ago I had a conversation with one of my friends, and he said he wasn't able to speak at this event, so he decided to volunteer at it instead. And this is a very big event, like thousands of people go to it. And he had the knowledge already to speak on the stage, but they initially started off like, hey, can you come as a volunteer? So he said, okay. And then the next year, he's speaking at it. And he's speaking at it this year also. So it's just you start as a volunteer, and it builds up from there.
Yeah, you've got to show them that it's going to be a win-win for them as well. And if they get to know you and see that you're very knowledgeable in your subject matter, then they will be much more inclined to accept your submission the following year.
Yeah, and then you're just not a regular pitch that they have a name
and don't,
in the face.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to... get on the panels, get on the current sessions. You will work your way up to the main stage. And I think some people have it in their minds that I'm really great, I should be on the main stage. Well, yeah, but you have to pay your dues like in anything else. And if you show your expertise and you're willing to play by their rules, you know, it will work to your benefit.
And it is interesting. I mean, when people think about public speaking, they just think about the stage. But in some cases, like, don't be afraid, you know, to reach out and say, hey, I want to be on the panel or something like that, because it may not be the big stage, but, you know, you're still listed as a speaker. You could get on the big stage next time, but panels are definitely great as well. And another great thing to do if you want to be a public speaker is develop the right habits that really get you on the road to success. So, Lori-Ann, I wonder if you could share with us some of the habits that you would consider essential for your success.
Well, for my success, it's a little different because that's not my focus to get me on the stage. It's how I work. I'm as they say, sort of like the organizational queen. So, but what you want to do is to just speak anywhere. Locally, your chamber of commerce, anything. And again, it depends on what your subject matter is. If you're a healer kind of person, chamber of commerce is not going to be your place. You're going to want to look at conferences that they do. What did they call them? The woo-woos at our summit. And, you know, I'm learning about the woo-woos. I didn't know about those. I always was corporate. And I found there are so many conferences out there. Don't be afraid that there's not enough. You're not going to maybe get to the national conference in your first year. You might. I don't want to say you couldn't. But talk anywhere that they're willing to listen. Go to somebody's speech. And if there's a Q&A at the end, ask a really brilliant question. You know, ask a question, though. Don't tell a story. So, yeah, we want to make sure that you can see how other people are doing it and develop your own style. You got to be you, though. You know, let's say, you know how I said, follow that icon you want to be, but you still need to be you and be authentic in what you're offering. And it will come through, and it'll be seen.
Yeah, I mean, those are definitely some really great habits and also ways to live by, because it is good to have that role model, but you also want to maintain you as who you are. You don't want to change your identity to match up with someone else. So, I mean, definitely really great habits for us to develop. One other habit that I believe in deeply is self-education. Listening to this episode is obviously a great step in that direction, but books are also another way. So with that in mind, Lorianne, I wonder if you could share with us one book that you believe will have a positive impact on us.
Ooh, geez, one. Well, right now I'm actually reading The Millionaire Success Habits. Mm. Now, it's not necessarily towards speaking, but it's about being disciplined and what you need to do. You really need to drill down to what is your goal and what is your why. You know, like Steve Ulscher talks about what's your what. Graziosi.
Yeah.
Dean Graziosi. He talks about what's your why. Mm. So it's very interesting after coming out of the summit that we attended together, which is where I met Mark. We were talking about your what. What is it that you're passionate about? And I think that that's another thing that's really important for an up-and-coming speaker. Make sure you're talking about something you're passionate about. I mean, because if you're not, it's not authentic and it's not going to fly. Mm. So really make sure you're in your passion so that even if it takes you 2 years to get to the main stage, 5 years to get to the main stage, you're still happy because of the fact that you're putting out a message that you truly believe in. Mm. So I'm reading that right now. But I did read, you know, Steve Ulscher's What Is Your What? And it's, you know, it's a matter of you can learn. I think you can learn from anybody. Whether it's a conference that you thought, oh, my God, I just spent so much money on that conference and I didn't really learn much. But I go in with the attitude of even if it's just one or two things, it was worth it because I will find things that I don't know in every single conference that I go to. So I look at it as, ooh, I got a really good piece of information here that I'm going to be able to use. Does that help?
Yeah, I mean, it helps a lot. I mean, with the messaging, like, you want to remember why you're doing it, because it's not to get on the stage. At least it shouldn't be. It should be because you have this message you want to share. So definitely love that insight. The book that Lorianne mentioned, Millionaire Success Habits, will be in the show notes, markcaberti.com/E336, Content Marketing Secrets. My book will be in there as well. You'll also see my email address in there in case you want to learn more about how I can build your funnel for you, assuming that you don't have a ClickFunnels account yet. And before we wrap up this episode, Lorianne, I've asked you a bunch of questions. We are time together, but what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
Whether you are a speaker or a small business owner, here's the thing, especially since we were talking earlier about the gig economy and the fact that one of the things, no one can do it all by themselves. Mm. If you are building a business, whether you're a speaker or a plumber, if you're spending more than 40% of your time on administrative minutiae, then you should be hiring somebody. Because that's not where your high priority projects and money making is being done. You hire someone to do the minutiae for you so you can do what you love. And I think that that is a huge thing because people are afraid, oh, my God, that's going to make the nut so much bigger, you know, that I'm going to have to make so much more. And if you look at the virtual assistants world, which is what I'm all about, I consider myself a virtual workforce expert. The virtual workforce in this gig economy, we're up to 34% of working Americans work gig to gig. Only 51% of workers are now full-time employees in corporations. Only 51%. And they say by 2020 it should be up to 40% are gig workers, which means everything from contractors, you know, and things along that line. But it's not just Lyft drivers. It's not just, you know, the Grubhub people or whatever. No, gig economy is every single kind of job out there. And so if you need help with something as a small business owner, as a speaker who's just getting started, companies such as there's Fiverr, there's Upwork, there's Elance, all of these are websites that offer gig workers.
Lorianne, thank you for sharing with us that question and all the great insights together. I know in the show notes we will have Lorianne's guide, the 10 different ways that I believe it's, I'm trying to find it here, massive growth as a public speaker. There it is.
It's the top 10 ways to create massive growth in your speaking business. And that can actually be growth in any kind of business, to be very honest with you. A lot of it is really about growing your presence so more people notice you.
And so as we've mentioned a few times, that will be in the show notes. Definitely great to get one of those free resources like that. But in addition to that resource, do you have anything else you want to share with us, like where we can find you and all that fun stuff?
Oh, sure. Sure. My website is www.lvs, and that's Victor Sam, consultingservices.com.
All right.
And there's a number of different I have, you know, a virtual assistance package that starts as low as 10 hours. And so, you know, you can test the waters. And I actually recommend that whether you go through my company or any other company, test the waters with a small project to make sure this is someone that you can work with. I think a lot of the times we're looking for the $10 an hour kind of VA. And with that, you get a $10 VA. You know, if you want someone who wants to partner with you to grow your business, it's a whole nother topic. So I hope that helps everybody.
Well, Lorianne, thank you for sharing those resources with us and all the great insights. It was such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success.
Well, thank you, Mark. I really appreciated getting to talk with you.